Changing careers always entails a little risk, but commentator Jalita McLeod and her husband found that sometimes all you need is luck and a little magic.
In Washington, D.C., when talk turns to occupations, there are some recurring themes. Law, the federal government, nonprofit associations, technology. At my house, when we talk about work, there are also some recurring themes. The three-card Monty, Sponge Bunnies, and the Hindu Shuffle. My husband James is a magician. That's magician, not musician. In case you're thinking that can't be a real job, check with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Census code A194 is assigned to artists, performers, and related workers. Other occupations in this category include ventriloquists, fortune tellers, hypnotists, and impersonators. When James made the decision to go full-time as a magician, he asked me if I was at all concerned about him quitting his day job, with its 401k, steady salary, and other benefits. My answer was no. My mother was a different story. Perhaps because of her long history of non-intervention, she managed to limit herself to one question. Will you be able to pay the mortgage? I knew this represented a whole host of worries, and I sought to reassure her. But my reassurances were not false. James had been building up his magic career for years. He's a good magician and a born entrepreneur, the kind of immigrant for whom the American dream has been custom-tailored. I knew he would succeed. I also have other reasons for being supportive. 2 years ago, James convinced me to take a part-time job so that I could have more time to work on a novel. But while I wrote, James worked weekends and nights in addition to his full-time day job, and it began to wear him down. Eventually, I finished my first draft and was in a position to return to full-time employment. The momentum on the magic front had picked up to a point where James felt he could sustain a healthy income, so we switched places. Now I bring in the steady paycheck, have the retirement plan, and provide the health insurance. A friend of mine once commented that of all the people she knew, James and I were the only ones who really went for our dreams. I think there are a few things that may differentiate us from those who don't go for it. The first is that we aren't afraid to act. What others might consider risky, we consider challenging and therefore motivating. Neither one of us has ever been interested in holding down a 40-hour-a-week office job for life. Perhaps most importantly, we are like-minded on this issue and we work together to make things happen. Both of us have had our share of so-called regular jobs, the kind where you strategically plan the timing of lunch so that the afternoon doesn't drag on too long. We met while working at a place where we had to punch time cards. If we forgot, we were required to provide a reason and get a manager's signature. This is the same job where I was contractually obligated to wear pantyhose. I don't think that what James and I are doing is particularly astonishing. I just think that people don't allow themselves to consider possibilities. They tend to impose limitations on themselves. I don't deny that our pursuit of happiness is facilitated by the support we give one another, something that is not available to everyone. We have been lucky. Of course, luck is only part of the equation. It doesn't hurt to have a little magic on your side. As for levitating in midair or creating an indoor snowstorm, it's all in a day's work.
Jalita McLeod lives in Cheverly, Maryland.